The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm.
I'm not making light of it, but really, this is what the Biden administration wants. Right here. Well, be careful. Stay locked up. Wear your mask. Get vaccinated. Because it's still going to be a winter of death. I cannot believe. Can you imagine after World War II started? And the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And an FDR gets up. Instead of a day that will live in infamy, it's going to be hell for 4 years. I don't know how we're going to do it. What kind of administration is this? And this guy's going to talk to us today. Biden's talking to us today. And he's going to lecture us. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being lectured. No more. And you're absolutely right. And I see the tweets and I see the correspondence. You don't want to hear about it. We know it's not the unvaccinated, in my opinion. And by the way, don't take this lightly. What the communists came up with, whether it was on purpose or sheer negligence, what the communists came up with, this is an insidious, vicious, violent virus. And it will get you. If you've got any underlying disease, it goes right to it. Somebody said, a doctor told me facetiously, he said, you know, if you've got toe fungus, it'll attack your toe. It just whether they came up with it or not, we don't know that, whether it was a quote unquote bioweapon or not. But whatever it was, the Communist Party in China should be held responsible because it was negligence how they got out. And I have this question that I put out. And we always get the truth on this show. And this is just my common sense. Did we have something to do with it? Did we have something to do with the gain of function? You know, that actually made that thing on purpose. That we're not getting the truth from anybody in the CDC. Anybody. And I don't know that we didn't join together. China, you can come up with that virus. Let's see what we could do with that. Are we culpable of that as well? I mean, it's like, you know how the Spanish flu of 1918 happened, 1917, 1918 happened. It was in Riley, Kansas at a military base. Well, if you find that out, who's responsible? Wouldn't we be responsible? Well, look, we caused it. It just happened in a military. We don't know how, but listen, what can we do to help? That's what you want to hear from a major a country, you know, like this major power like China. Nothing. And this president, and I was so glad to hear some distinguished journalists. I don't want to mention their names because they will get in trouble, who actually said that Biden is compromised, that they own him. China owns the Bidens, Hunter and Joe, in the Oval Office. Imagine if this was the last administration. Imagine if Donald Trump did something like that and something got out, and then it was every single day it was something negative. And then, oh, we got to impeach him again. Oh, my gosh, we got to do it. Where's the press on this? They just don't deal with the truth. Somebody's got to step up. And I'm tired of this. They love having us locked down. Look, so the point is, this is dangerous. You got to be careful because if you have an underlying condition, this virus will get you. That's how it was manufactured. That's how, if it wasn't manufactured, how it was made, what they were tinkering with a bat, for crying out loud. What kind of, put it there, a bat. I want you to go 800 miles away and get a bat. And I want you to bring it in. Of course it's going to get out of the lab, for goodness sake. And then they know it's out. And this we know for a fact, China sends it to Europe. And that's how we got it. President Trump shuts down flights to China, and they slip it around to Europe. And I think the game plan was, in my, this is my opinion, this is not fact, as the game plan was, that they just want, all they wanted to do was change the presidency in the United States of America. And they did. And they got it. Because they changed the voting and they all blame the virus and everything. And that's just the beginning for what used to be the Democratic Party, my old party. I don't know who they are anymore. And they're going to do whatever it takes to get power and control. Power and control. That's all it's about. God bless Joe Manchin. So now you got to be careful. We're going to hear from the president. But this Omicron is more contagious than other forms, any other variants, if you will. But it's got a lesser effect. So that's a good thing. And as we talked about yesterday, it means it's not as virulent. But I don't want to hear Biden go up and talk about gloom and doom and death. And we can't take it anymore. And you know what? It's not just, why don't we come up with a solution? We have therapies to stop it. In the name of God, why don't we come up with it? And why don't we use Ron DeSantis of Florida as a role model? Right. They won't give credit to Donald Trump for coming up with the vaccine, Operation Warp Speed. And then they won't give credit to things that work, like what Governor DeSantis did in Florida. You get the monoclonal antibodies. You can get them. And getting a test. Now Biden's talking, oh, we're going to get more tests. Where were you? What were you doing? You're in Wilmington, Delaware, buying dogs again. And the vicious dog that bit everybody, where's that dog? What happened to that dog? This is what a mess. Everything about this administration. You can see Jen Psaki losing it. You know, the press secretary, she's gone. She's so, nippy and on the defense all the time because it's an embarrassment. They're fighting within each other. Because of the Joe Manchin thing. It's a total fail. They let AOC loose. They let Ilhan Omar loose. Can someone say, Ilhan Omar, tell us about your thoughts about Israel and about the Jewish population in the United States of America. What reporter? Back in my day, man, you had some reporters still left. Back in my day, yeah, but the boomers. You know, where's the Eric Severides of the world? Eric Severide, you know? A reporter for crying out loud. Nothing. You get nothing now. Nothing, no guts, no anything. They just let it go for their own purpose and their own political beliefs. Bought and sold. They're bought and sold. We got to deal with this. I'm so tired of it. Having said that, you got to be careful on the virus. You got to be careful that if you get it, it can get bad. You are going to get it. I worry about myself. I drive my doctor crazy. I'm driving him crazy because I'm a hypochondriac. I'm not making light of it. I think the vaccine does offset the effects. And I'm triple boosted. And I've had the virus before. And now it's supposed to be like kryptonite against I don't trust it for a second. I think I can get it in a second. But I'm just careful about it. But I, unlike the president of the United States, have to work for a living. I got to show up. You and I, we got to show up. We got to do something. We got to Zoom. We got to do something. I'm not like the president where you go back to your house and hide. And you get hide at your house and you got all this around you. Did you see the walk? And I was watching Greg Kelly last night. And I'm watching the walk of Greg Kelly on Newsmax. Biden's walking from Air Force One or Marine One, whatever it was, back to the White House. Oh, it was. And then Greg goes, "Oh, it's so sad. He's so lonely." And he goes, "Why don't you put a little entourage around him? A little entourage, you know? You can fake it a little bit, right?" Oh, goodness gracious. So we'll get there, but just be careful. And because I worry about you, if you're older, if you're like me and you're in the high risk zone, you know, I would suggest you get vaccinated because if you catch the virus, it's not going to be bad. But don't blame the unvaccinated for spreading the virus, because those of us who are triple vaccinated, those of us who have had the virus, we apparently can still carry the virus. So don't tell me about the vaccination thing. Tell me about what therapies you have to stop this virus. Isn't that what a president's for? Look what we have. Like Donald Trump goes, we've got the vaccine. I've sanctioned all the pharmaceuticals. And now, look, we're coming up with a vaccine. I want to hear Biden say, you know what? Look at these monoclonal antibodies. Look at all this. We have data from Florida that this really works. You got to stop. He's got to stop. But see, he's so bought and sold, he's afraid. He's literally shaking in his boots because the Chinese run everything. And in my opinion, this is my opinion. Inexcusable how, in the name of goodness gracious, they don't even address that. So now we're going to have to deal with some more nonsense stuff from the White House. Just be careful out there. And, you know, I would get the shots. If you're older, you get the shots. If you're younger, you don't apparently need the shots because it's just like a... just a minor, you know, it's not minor, but it's going to make you sick for a little while. But I would get the shots. If it's there, I would take it. And you know what, by the way, if you're afraid of the shot and what's in the shot, I believe, and I may be wrong, and this is me just thinking common sense wise, that the human body is strong enough just to, if anything's in that, you know, the chips that Bill Gates put into the virus vaccine, you know. Listen, I think our bodies are strong enough that we'll just, you know, we'll just eliminate it. I don't think that I don't think that it's harmful, but I'll let you know. You know, we're all going to find out in years to come. In the meantime, just be careful. And you know, it's I don't want to hear from this president. I want to hear monoclonal antibodies. I want to see how they failed not setting up testing sites all over. You can't get the lines are ridiculous. They scare us, and they don't have anything to follow it up. And it's just as they want it. They want it that. And by the way, stay with me on this. And then let's just stay with me on this. 6:15, Joe on the radio, good morning. I'm just so fired up. This is ridiculous. It's 6:15 on AM 970, The Answer with Joe on the radio. Welcome. And we're all here, and we got a great show. But I just got so fired up. If you let people across the border with the virus, and you don't check the virus, and then they come in, then you do this. Stay with me. On this, because what I'm telling you is exactly what's happening, because you hear me talk to Mark Morgan, Tom Holman, people who know what's happening at the border, right? And Chad Wolf is going to join us this morning. So when you bring somebody over and then you go to some people who come into the country, you don't check them for the virus, or they got the virus and you don't care, then you put them on a plane and then you place them strategically across the United States of America. And they're in, before you know it, you have, who's that new family there? Oh, they're from Guatemala. And, you know, they may have the virus. You know, he's a criminal, but really, they seem like a nice family. That's exactly what your government is doing to you and me. This is exactly what this Biden, so don't talk to me. Don't complain, AOC, about Joe Manchin. We got bigger problems that are affecting us personally. You're going to let people in. And then if you don't, oh, you're racist. Oh, you got your open borders. Now, maybe that started the Omicron, this Omicron thing. Maybe. Am I right? Yeah, because it came from Africa. Maybe it went from Africa to South America through the border. That's how it came in. Can we just address that possibility? And can we shut down the border? I said from day one on this show, just not to be mean, because I am the grandson of immigrants. Shut down the border for a couple years. We really need to do that in America, just to clean it up and to see how what's coming in. Now they found a terrorist, a potential terrorist. He was wearing some kind of a first responder, you know, outfit from like a New York State or something. And they found the from Saudi Arabia. They think he was a terrorist. This is probably just the beginning. Chad Wolf, we'll get into it. John Solomon, we're going to talk to. Arthur Idala's on. We're going to talk about Donald Trump suing Letitia James, the AG. And you know what? I told you, I've met Letitia. We've talked. She's been a great gal. When they get into power, I don't know what happens. And now they're obsessed with Donald Trump, and I'm tired of hearing about it. Tired of hearing about it. Because if this administration does half the things, policy-wise, that the Trump administration accomplished, then you could talk to me. In the meantime, stop with the Trump obsession, please. Because I'm obsessed right now with a president that is owned, in my opinion, by China, and he's afraid to do anything. Number one, getting to why this virus is still out there, what's happening next, what virus is next. That's what I want. Don't talk to me. And Tish James is obsessed to go after Donald Trump because it's like a status symbol for them. And now Donald Trump is turning it around, and I applaud that because we saw it by talking to Roger Stone yesterday. I felt bad for my friend Roger Stone. I just met Roger through Frankie Five Burrows, you know, our previous producer. And I sat with Roger, and he, a good enough guy, a political genius, whether you like him or not, you think he's wacky or not, despite the fact the DOJ goes after him, and they do an early morning raid on his house. In the name of God, what's going on with these people? How do they get away with this? And no one says anything. The press doesn't say anything. And then when we find out about a diary, when we find out about Joe Biden's son, I could go on. When we find about all these things, you know what? They do nothing. They do nothing about it. You and I are smarter than that. Stephen Moore is going to tell us what's going on with this. The stock market is finally dipping. This, to me, is a red flag of an inflation coming up and a recession coming up. I may be wrong. Stephen Moore will know best. All right. Linda Witzel is president of Generation Pharmacy Group. We're celebrating Newark, New Jersey. We're going. We people don't even address a lot of the inner cities. When you go on the radio, they talk the talk and they say, oh, you got to help out. And they never do. We do. We step up and we will highlight the great city of Newark, New Jersey. And we'll talk to the president of Generation Pharmacy Group, Dr. Theodore Strange. People are strange, and he will join us, and we'll see what's going on with the impact, the Omicron variant's impact on the boroughs of New York City. Joe on the radio, and forgive me, good morning, and it's going to be great, and we're going into Christmas, but don't be fooled. I feel like it's a responsibility of mine to tell you they're lying to us, they're trying to pull the wool over our eyes. You're not wrong. It's not you. It's not you. It's them. You can calm down a little bit. And let me tell you this, too, on a much more dramatic note. They say, oh, there's 800,000 deaths from COVID. That's a lie. That is a lie. You know that. It's not 800,000 deaths. If it's a quarter of a million, it's too much. If it's one, it's too much from this Wuhan virus. But what happens is if they die with the virus, and you've seen CDC officials say this, not that you could trust them, but I think it was true when they said if they die with the virus, then they put down COVID because the hospital makes more money. Correct me if I'm wrong. 621, Joe on the radio. I'm not letting them lie to you. I'm here. I'm the buffer between the lying government and the truth. All right, I just don't want you to get upset. Did you see what's happening and get scared and everything? Stand fast. Listen, we got a virus amongst us that is dangerous and insidious and it's a killer, and we will do all we can to keep it at bay. But don't let this government, we will find out how we can stop it. All right, don't let the government scare you. Joe on the radio, 621. Debbie's on the road. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How about you, Joe? Staying busy,
right,
as usual?
Yeah. I've had such a positive attitude, but I feel like a responsibility to say, okay, this is what's happening, and let me tell you what they're not telling you. And I feel like I'm like a translator. You know, like that SAP button on the remote.
Yes.
You know, where, like, uh-huh. if you want to hear it in Spanish, you can press the button. Or if you want to hear it in English, press the button. If you want to hear the truth, press AM 970. I am your SAP, your human SAP button to speak the truth. Because
yes.
They're lying. They lie like right through their teeth. And I'm here to tell you, it's okay. We're going to get there. We will prevail. It's all right. And I got all the wrapping done yet. I got all the wrapping done, actually. Yeah,
all
no,
of it?
My friend Stacy comes over. Listen
to
me.
Stacy, she's so nice.
Well, she's buying gyms, and we're in the gym. When you listen to me, this is great.
And she's a rapper.
She helps. That's great. Good friend.
No, well,
that's
well
awesome.
She's a, you know, the Flemington's not too far from my house. So right. I go, oh, you're at the Flemington gym? Boy, I sure need help wrapping presents.
Ah! Nice hint.
Yeah. You need help? Oh, I'm a good rapper. Okay. I say, come on. Oh, no,
that's
terrible.
I take what
I can get. But
yeah.
I got to, oh, please.
And then, good to have friends like that. That's
you
nice.
Know, when we come back, thank you for reminding me. I'll tell you exactly what the Christmas is. It's like because I have other kids, I have different groups of children that are mine that come over in waves.
Different groups. From different moms, and we know it's okay. You love them all. You're a wonderful dad.
And if thank you, I'm having like several Christmases, and I have to be on my game. I'll be exhausted by Sunday.
You're gonna need a major nap before Christmas.
I know. Oh my Lord, we fall asleep on the air. 6:23. Debbie is out there looking out for you. We care about you. We will be speaking the truth to you. And Debbie's got traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you so much, Joe. Let's go out to the Staten Island Railway. It looks like we're seeing delays here between St. George and Tottenville. It's all due to some ongoing issues of a shortage of trained personnel. Let's go out to Jackson Street in Hoboken. Fire department activity from yesterday out by Newark Street. So you'll see lots of local closures there. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, still waiting about 10 minutes over at the Holland 15. Up at the George, that's 15 minutes getting into town. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up through the Prospect and taking a ride to the Southern State Parkway. Some stop and go traffic right past the area of the Cross Island. It's all due to an unauthorized truck. And over on the southbound New York State Thruway exit 15, it's a suffering one-lane block. A car fire just extinguished over there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 44. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota, that is where you can go, where you will get more for your car. You will get overbooked value for your current make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota are making it worth your while. May I give you a phone number? It's 973-705-8905. 973-705-8905. But if you could start here, please, if you're driving, Route22Toyota.com. Just remember, Route22Toyota.com. By the way, if you're driving right past Route 22 West, you can stop in. Say, look, I'm looking for Alex Kinsella. He is the general manager at Route 22 Toyota, and he's telling us here at the radio station he wants everyone to know, due to the current landscape in the automotive industry, your vehicle, current vehicle, is worth more. Doesn't matter whether you lease, finance your vehicle, own it outright, it's worth more than ever before. Check out Route 22 Toyota. Any make or model, they are paying over book value on any car. Now is the time to call 973-705-8905, or stop by Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or again online at Route22Toyota.com.
Now at Banana Republic Factory, 50 to 70% off everything. Discover winter essentials, holiday party looks, last minute gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Tune in to Real Estate Today on AM 970, The Answer, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
More of AM 970 The Answer and our hosts, then interact with us. Follow us on Twitter for breaking news, what's coming up on the radio, thoughts from our hosts, deals from our advertisers, and more. Our handle is at AM 970 The Answer. Come on, tweet with us.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio. What is that? What is that sound? Oh, why, it looks like Relief Factor. How nice is that? I have my whole Relief Factor package. So pretty. I just got it in the mail. Light green, beautiful packaging. And now I take out my Relief Factor pills right there. And they're just so easy to take. I just take them on an empty stomach. It's 100% drug free. I'm speaking about myself. And then, you know what happens? My pain goes away. My pain dissipates. It's really miraculous. I always say, by the grace of God, first and foremost, certainly. But really, I'm taking Relief Factor. Boom. No knee pain. Boom. Last night, I'm running like a mamaluk. I'm running all over. I got to do the pack. We wrapped everything. And then I got my game plan on for Christmas. It's like, God forbid I can relax. I never relax, you know? And I'm moving here, moving there. Today, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I check the temperature. It's going to be 42 degrees. You know, my garbage is so full because I haven't taken it out because I've been on the road. So I have a full garbage, and I don't want to bother my kids, right? What time is it? 6:28? Hey, we got time. Let me tell you. So I will walk that garbage can down all the way down the 1,000 plus feet, 1,200 feet, whatever it is, down the driveway, right? So, and then my neighbor said, oh, FedEx left a package here. I don't know how FedEx or whoever it is, UPS has been pretty good, and Amazon's been pretty good, but sometimes they don't want to come down the driveway because it's all beat up, I guess. So they leave it way up at the top of the road by where my neighbor is. And now I'll be carrying the box back. But see, I can do all those things that sound simple and dumb. I can do. Why? Because I'm taking these Relief Factor. I'm taking right now. I'll take some in the morning. I'll take some at night. So what you want? Don't you want to? Could you come over? Maybe, look, get yourself out of pain. Come help me with the garbage. How about that? Well, I think we can get you out of pain. And if I told you, if you're feeling bad and you can get out of pain for less than $20, wouldn't you try it? Well, I know you want to. So this is the morning that you decide you go to ReliefFactor.com, all right? Or you can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or you go for that 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. Or go to relieffactor.com. Come out of pain with me, all right? Relieffactor.com.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
It's Christmas! It's Christmas!
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. Let me go to Kathy. We're going to go to the guys, but we appreciate you calling this early in the morning. Kathy from the great borough of Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Kathy. What's on your mind this early in the morning? How are you?
The great borough of Brooklyn. Yeah, right. Jesus have mercy. I just want to say good morning to everyone, and it's a shame that Biden is the voice of doom and gloom.
Yeah.
He's getting ready for the mail-in ballot business.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention the illegal immigrants that come through the southern border, they are not forced like the Americans to get this vaccine because they can sue. They are able to sue because the government has a contract with Pfizer and Moderna and all those, because we can't sue. We can't sue.
Yeah, you're
we
right.
We cannot sue if we get side effects, but the legal aliens have more rights than us. And Joe, I just want to end it on God bless Manchin. God bless Senator Manchin. He saved America killing the bill. And they're shutting down New York City. New York City is getting shut down for the Omicron, and no one in the world has died from this. What is going on, Joe? We have to pray for America because we're losing. Their evil plan is to shut us down, control us, and it's Christmas. So for the season of Christmas, I want to say, God bless America. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. And enjoy the holidays. You and your family. And Joe, I love you. Take care. God bless
Kathy.
You and God bless your staff.
Yeah, Kathy, thank you. God bless you, too. It's so true. But let me just stay with it for a second. Kathy's absolutely right. Do not fear. Do not panic. Do not think that you're wrong. You're not wrong. I'm telling you that you're right. Everything Kathy just said is so true. There's a, and I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say to me. I don't say what they say about me. I don't care. You are absolutely right. Your instinct is right. You look around, you say, what's going on? You're absolutely right. This is a concerted effort politically to take down the country, and they think we're dumb. Fortunately, there are avenues that you can go to. There's outlets that you can go to, like AM 970, and you could listen, and we'll speak the truth. I'm not saying that this virus isn't dangerous. I refuse to say that. I'm not going to be, people will say it's a cold. It's just a little cold. No, it's not. It's an insidious killer is what this virus is. Do not take it lightly. And I feel that the vaccine will lessen my effect. It'll keep me out of the hospital and perhaps keep me from dying if I take the triple booster. This is what I think. I may be wrong, but I know this because this is what even Washington says. I can carry the virus when I go see my mom. Can you tell me I'm not carrying the virus? They can't tell me. So don't tell me about the unvaccinated. It's the unvaccinated. It's like a zombie movie. It's like the unvaccinated. It's World War Z. No, it's that all of us carry it. It's the communist Chinese who started it. That the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Everybody knows it. They won't talk about it. And you'll see, and I can't help myself because I like to be in pain, I guess. I turn on the mainstream media. I'm watching Brett Baer, who does a great job. And I know people get mad at Fox News sometimes, but they really, really are doing a great job these days. And you can watch Newsmax. You can watch One American News on the air. There's America's Real Voice. There's other outlets you will find, and they'll treat you, you know, in a just manner and honestly. But then I went to, I start watching the mainstream media, and they go, Omicron is coming. And they just want to scare us. And for them, fear is good because we'll watch them. That's what they think. But CNN and MSNBC, if I saw one more clip of Ilhan Omar yesterday saying BS, saying the word about Joe Manchin, and it was on MSNBC, can we tell these big outlets who are conservative, who are like really crushing CNN, crushing MSNBC, crushing them, like they're putting them out of business is what they're doing. I don't want to see a clip from MSNBC, because you know why? Because no one's watching it. No one watches it anymore. They know people, Americans are smart. They know they're being lied to. They know they're being lied to. And they feel, and that little group of liars that want to really say everything's bad and they're obsessed with Donald Trump. And believe me, I understand all the criticisms, but those people are going away. Let them quietly go away. Let's stay on your game. Stay on our game. Listen every morning. Vent. Give us a call. Let us know what you're feeling, because you're not wrong. You are not wrong. You are a great American. I love you. You love this country like I love this country. You understand the love of country. You understand every fabric and texture and feel of the United States of America and what a great country it is. You know how you know? Because that's what your parents taught you. You know how you know? Because that's what your grandparents taught you. They come in here, people from other countries come in here, like Omar comes in here, she comes from Somalia, she's going to tell us how we can run our country, and yeah, look where we rescued you from. How about a thank you? How about a thank you? And no one in Congress has the guts to say it and go after her, or people that like that, and that is, by the way, the face of the Democratic Party right there. Martha, let me go to Martha before we break. Hi, Martha. Thanks for calling in Manhattan.
Hi, Joe.
What you thinking this morning?
Well, first of all, I called, number one, to honor you and our Italian-American leadership that is standing so strong for our nation. I love Italy. Been there many times. Beautiful. And I just am so encouraged by you, by Joe Manchin, by Ron DeSantis, and others in the Italian-American community. Not that we want to lift up one group above another, but it's just you have been really prototypes for the kind of courage and patriotism each one of us need to have, and the willingness to speak out and put yourself on the line.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Martha,
I just want to say
one. Yes, please.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you are most
just
kind.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
That's okay. Not good.
And I wanted to say one thing. There is a woman by the name of Gigi Sohn, S-O-H-N, who is up for Federal Communications Commission director. And she is against conservative radio, anything Christian. And I think we really need to be very verbal about speaking out to the, I think it's the Senate that appoints them. So I just, Gigi Sohn, S-O-H-N.
We are on the
watch.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for your kind words, Mother. God bless you, and thank you so much. I am truly humbled. But, I don't put myself in that class, but thank you. But it's true. Joe Manchin is Italian. Ron DeSantis is Italian. Mike Pompeo is Italian. You know, I'm just saying there's a lot of great Italian Americans that are stepping up indeed. But you know what we step up for? The United States of America, because that's how our parents and our grandparents wanted it. They wanted to become one thing, American. And I am, and I'm proud. 6:37, Joe on the radio. Al's in the newsroom right now with the local news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
32 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York State seeing a record high number of coronavirus cases for four straight days now. Latest daily data shows there are more than 23,000 coronavirus cases statewide. That's nearly four times the number of cases in just one week. Governor Hochul emphasizes that while Omicron may be spreading fast, cases are not as severe. The number of hospitalizations is rising, but Hochul doesn't expect to hit last year's high hospitalization number. She says there are no plans for any shutdowns or to go back to all remote learning. Meanwhile, State Health Commissioner Mary Bassett has tested positive for coronavirus. The governor says she is fully vaccinated and boosted, but is feeling fine. Republican lawmakers are not allowed to stop New Jersey state troopers from enforcing COVID-19 rules at the State House. A judge in Mercer County denied the most recent attempt. It comes after a half dozen GOP lawmakers tried to get into the facility on Monday morning without showing proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. They were locked out. Group says enforcing the policy goes against the state's constitution. In sports, the NHL is pausing its season through Christmas Day in response to COVID-19 outbreaks throughout the league. All games and practices will be shut down from Wednesday until Sunday, December 26th, when players will return to team facilities to get tested. The league has already been dealing with a flurry of postponed games. Giants have placed quarterback Daniel Jones on injured reserve. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Some of the Staten Island Railway trains are being canceled because of a shortage of personnel this morning. Let's go out to the subway. Subways are running on or close. Over at the inbound GWB, 15 minutes into town. Lincoln 10, Holland about 20 minutes getting into town. Jackson Street still closed over by Observer Highway in Hoboken because of yesterday's fire. Lots of local closures over there. Expect some stop-and-go traffic on the Garden State Parkway northbound, 135 up to 140. Cross Bronx westbound slowing down through 3rd Avenue. A lot of volume now on the eastbound BQE up toward Atlantic Avenue. It's a collision blocking a lane. Traffic is still moving slowly on the FDR Drive southbound down toward the RFK Bridge. Emergency work is going on over there, and we're seeing some more volume this morning as well on the Belt Parkway eastbound getting out toward the Southern State eastbound. An unauthorized truck cleared out past the Cross Island. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 44. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Technologies' end-of-year sale is the perfect time to upgrade. Save big on computers with Intel Core processors for your small business, plus free shipping. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, and we're going to go to the guys and everything. But I got to tell you, when we – and I hear your nice comments, and I appreciate it, that we do speak the truth. And you know what I don't like is when people they just talk on the radio and they don't walk the walk. They talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. They whine. They complain. They say bad things. We show up. When I'm telling you, the way to better this country – is first of all to be aware that you're being lied to, like I tell them. And you know they're just, you got to be careful because it's always for personal interest, always for the lobbyists in Washington. They're trying to run our life, and you are hip to that, and God bless you for that. But also, I feel there, but for the grace of God, go all of us. When I see stressed areas, when I see people in need, and I feel as a good Christian, if you will, as a good American, as a good human on God's earth, you try to give back to others. You know, so I just was taught that. I really was taught that by my parents and certainly by great mentors that I've had the honor of meeting, you know, during my illustrious career. But I'm telling you about the Broadway House. The Broadway House for Continuing Care. And I invite you to go to BroadwayHouse.org. I am so humbled when I go to the hometown of my parents and then I see an organization that is literally right next to where my father went to elementary school. What is now the Roberto Clemente School in Newark was the Summer Avenue School when Pop went there. And I stopped after I went to the Broadway House. I told you that I pulled away and I stopped. It was right next to the parking lot of Broadway House is the school Pop went to as a kid. And I watched it. I kept thinking about my dad as just a toddler running around, you know, in the wild, you know. But it just makes me really want to give back to that area because that's where it all started for me and my family when they came to America. And then the Broadway House reaches out. And they help those recovering from HIV AIDS. Oh, you can't talk about that on the radio. Well, we do because it's a problem. And it's a problem in the inner cities throughout the United States of America. No one addresses it. Broadway House can lead the way. They're right on top of all of this. They consistently earn 5-star ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's the national organization's highest rating. And James Gonzalez and everybody over there, when I met Nurse Beattie, how humbling was that? How humbling was that? Then I kept telling you about Christine, Hope for the Future. She had uncontrolled HIV, homelessness, substance abuse, just the battles, the demons, as she said. And I said, is Christine here? They said, Joe, she is. I said, may I meet her? And I sat and I talked because there but for the grace of God go every single one of us. So we invite you to check out the great work that the Broadway House is doing, Broadway House for Continuing Care. We are so proud to tell you about it. And we've been down there a couple times. We'll go down there again. And it's up to us to help those who can't sometimes help themselves. And we are there for you. And the Broadway House, they just, I tell you, they demonstrate that better than anybody that I've seen. And so please visit, please, BroadwayHouse.org. That's BroadwayHouse.org.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number. Or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling about Michael's of Brooklyn. Boom! That is something. Oh, you want the sauce of sauces? You get the sauce of sauces, huh? It's the godfather of sauces. Come on. Fred and Johnny and Mary Ann and Michael himself and all the good folks at Michael's of Brooklyn are there in right there in Brooklyn on Avenue R in Nostrand. But you got to call to get a reservation because everybody goes to Michael's of Brooklyn. Even I talked to my buddy Sal. He goes, he's from Brooklyn. He goes, you know, when we were kids, that was the big date, going to Michael's of Brooklyn, right? Well, it's still the big date, you know? And now the food is like the cuisine. It's not even the food. It's a cuisine, the Italian-American cuisine, better than ever. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. As you listen around the country, you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com, join the Sauce of the Month Club, or you could just go to your supermarket and pick up some Michael's of Brooklyn for Christmas time. For the seven fishes, forget about it. You got arrabbiata, puttanesca, and the fresh marinara. Family owned and operated. And I'll personally attest to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes. Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn has been serving that community since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold.
I don't know why. Is it me? Yeah, I guess it's me a little bit, huh? Al likes this. It's just a little creepy. Although Burl Lodge had a great career.
Legend.
I don't mean to diminish that, but it's just that little whispery, that Joe Biden whispery kind of thing, you know?
You think this is what the president is listening to in the White House?
I think what
he put on that silver and gold.
You know what? It's like, you know, you listen to rock and roll, maybe heavy metal. It's not to pump you up.
Right.
I'll listen to some Frank Sinatra to get going.
Right.
Get me that Burl Ives record.
Give me that Holly Jolly Christmas.
Get pumped up. Let me get pumped up like that.
It'll be a holly jolly Christmas if you're dead. Dead.
Death. Illness. Winter of death.
Winter of death.
What kind of people are running this country?
Brought to you by the White House.
Remember day that lived in infamy, FDR, after Pearl Harbor, right? We better hide because the Japanese bombed us, and we better hide. It's going to be 4 years of hell. Oh,
this
God.
Christmas, Michael Bay brings you the Omicron of death.
Al, good morning.
Good morning.
Joey, how you doing this morning? How you feeling, man? You doing all right?
I feel a little bit okay, but I have to admit, I think I'm going a little insane with this quarantine. I don't know how many more days I'm going to make it locked up inside.
So we know, just to reveal, because again, we talk about the virus, and we talk about the severity of the virus, and we talk about how the virus can kill you. But Joe, let me talk to you for a second. I don't mean to scare
Thank you.
Thank
you. What a happy
Christmas
thought.
Are you in danger of dying, Joe?
No. Listen,
this,
at his age, forget about it. This kid, no. So, you had the virus once, you had it again. So, right. And you got double vaccinated, right, Joey? And you
correct,
you,
double vaccinated.
Yeah, and you still got the virus, so it doesn't matter when you get vaccinated. You get it, but it just lessens the severity of it. That's
exactly.
That's
it's not nearly as severe this time as it was the last time. I had back pain. I had a lot of that.
Wow.
This time, it's more like a cold.
Hey, I got to tell you something. See, and a young guy like yourself, and I talk to young people who do get
the virus like that. These communists, man, I don't know how they came up with this, and I don't know that they did it on purpose. I have to be clear on that and objective on that, but what an insidious virus we've seen. This is unbelievable, but you're feeling better now. You don't sound too bad. You just sound like I got a little cold or something, Joey,
but,
right?
Yeah, that's essentially what it feels like. My ears drive me crazy, but that's because I had a shot of feedback on my headphones the other day. I'm hoping that goes away.
No. Listen to me. Stay with me on this one. Now, you got like a tinnitus kind of thing?
No, well, so the other day when I was testing the Comrex, I had a little interference with the microphone, and I got a shot of feedback in my right ear, and my ear feels like clogged ever since. So,
can you hear us? Are we okay?
What?
No, but I've been hearing, and you mentioned it, that you have ear situation like tinnitus and different things like that from this virus. I mean, maybe that's what it is, Joe, you know?
Let's hope not. And then mentally I'm going insane because over the weekend, I decided.
Me and Al are going, well, Merry Christmas.
We brought him in. We got him.
Yes, you did.
Go ahead. No, what happened?
Over the weekend, The Sound of Music was on, and I watched it. And locked in quarantine for the past few days, all I could do was sing that Doe a Deer song. Doe a Deer.
No, don't even. Don't even.
I can't get it out of my head.
Listen, you know what's great for ratings, though? If, you know, you suddenly, you know, I mean, be great for the show.
I'm kidding.
All
of a sudden, Joe goes, let's go to Joe Sevilla. What, Joe?
Joe?
Are you there? Hey, hello? Joe. No, that there. Joey, so are you quarantined through Christmas now, man?
Yeah, so I'll be locked up through Christmas. I won't get to see the family. It'll be happy thoughts.
Wait, 5 days, 10 days? We don't know, guys. We don't know, right?
I was supposed to quarantine for 10 days from the onset of symptoms, so really it's 9 days in quarantine.
And it goes right through Christmas?
Yeah, and then as far as coming back to work, since we're off that Monday, and they're in California, they won't be able to get me Tuesday. I probably won't be back to work until Wednesday.
Yeah.
Of next week.
No. That's right. But listen, I appreciate you stepping on the air.
Stay away.
No. Don't. Please don't come close. Okay. Thank you. But aside from that,
polite way of putting it. No. Really, it's okay. Just stay away from me, please. Thank you.
This virus. It's just a little virus. You come near me, I swear to God,
right,
I'm gonna call the police.
No,
you know what, Joey? I can't. Now I got to tell you, and then we got to break. You bring Debbie in, guys. What can we do to make your Christmas merry and bright? Because you're gonna be.
Oh boy!
Can you find me an 80-year-old?
You trying to kill them? You got COVID?
No!
I feel bad for you, man. You're gonna be in Christmas Day.
They got a Chia pet, David Hasselhoff. We can get him and drop it off.
Hey, that would be a great gift.
Yeah. Is there a David Hasselhoff?
Yes, there's a Willie Nelson, David Hasselhoff. Get this, and Bob Ross.
I love it. Fantastic. I love it, Barbara. No, but Joe, so what can we do, Debbie? What can we do for Joey by himself Christmas time?
I know. Maybe you can come Christmas caroling, but I'll keep the door shut.
No, because the guy downstairs will be complaining.
I haven't heard from him yet, thankfully. That's been the greatest Christmas wish of all.
Yeah, listen, you'll make it through, but we're here for you, man. And you're a good guy. You're such a good kid. I feel so bad that, of course, this. But I don't blame y'all. I don't blame anybody but the government for mismanaging this and for the communists that came up with this. I mean, really, go to the source of the matter. We all have to call Joe. What can we get? Think of something we could do for Joe.
Send presents. Presents for Joe.
Just send someone. Send a nice, maybe a pretty gal over there that has the virus, so it doesn't worry. I don't know.
Then it's okay.
Somebody infected already.
Somebody infected. Just send over to Joe.
That's what you put when you go online on your dating site, Joe. Anybody with COVID, please come over. You know,
currently ill. Yes. Symptoms,
Joe.
Please.
We'll take care of Joey. 6:53 and Debbie's on the roads on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
He's working through it all, too. He's amazing. Joe Sebelia, we're keeping you in our prayers, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening as we head to the eastbound side of the BQE. Stop-and-go traffic getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. That's an accident that was just cleared. The Van Wyck northbound right at Hillside Avenue. It's a stalled car in the way. A lot of stop-and-go traffic on the southbound side of the Harlem River Drive getting down toward the RFK Bridge. Garden State Parkway northbound building getting up toward exit 140. Alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Cancer.
So many lives are touched by cancer. In fact, one in two men and one in three women will be diagnosed with cancer. At the American Cancer Society, we're on a mission to free the world from cancer. It's a big mission, driven by little things like a ride to treatment, a free place to stay, a 24/7 helpline. But these little things are really the big things, because to a cancer patient and their family, they're everything. And every day we reach thousands of cancer patients who so desperately need these services. But we need your help to get these critical services to more people and families in need this holiday season. Go to cancer.org and join the fight against cancer. It takes just minutes to donate and help provide essential support to cancer patients and their families. Don't wait. More than one in three people will be diagnosed with cancer. Go to cancer.org right now and make a difference. Go to cancer.org.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right,
please?
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver,
Mom, watch out!
Chances are, they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today. Not as cold in the afternoon. The high 45. Increasing clouds tonight. Low 40. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow. It'll become windy in the afternoon. A high tomorrow 47. Plenty of sunshine and chillier on your Thursday with a high of 40. Friday we'll see some sunshine giving way to clouds. The high 45. Then for Christmas Day, we could start with some rain in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. The high on Christmas Day, 53. I'm meteorologist Jason Nichols, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature because I want you to build up your immune system, and I think you can do it with Balance of Nature. 35% off right now. 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Free shipping from Balance of Nature, your own personal health coach. A tremendous service from the Howard family to your family to keep you well. Balance of Nature is at 800-246-8751. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You see the commercials on television. You hear me for years telling you about Balance of Nature. This is the morning you call, please. 800-246-8751. Let's build up your immune system. I think you can do it with the fruits and I know you can do it with fruits and vegetables, and I think that Balance of Nature will work for you. 800-246-8751. 35% off, free shipping, your own personal health coach. 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature and free shipping. The discount code at balanceofnature.com is Joe. Hey, Joe on the radio. That's me, J-O-E, Joe on the radio. Love Balance of Nature. Would you like you to try it? I see the phone calls coming in. We will get there when we come back off the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Dr. Theodore Strange, Vice Chair of Primary Care for Northwell Health and Vice President of Medical Operations for Staten Island University Hospital will join us. Stephen Moore is going to join us about the economy. Arthur Idala is on. Chad Wolf is going to join us. John Solomon, what a show we have for you. Linda Witzel. From the Generation Pharmacy Group in the great city of Newark, New Jersey. And you always at 877-970-2999. We will get there. We will not let them lie to us. We will find the truth right here on AM 970, The Answer. Love that you're with us, with love and respect and appreciation as we roll into Christmas Day with Joe Piscopo, Al, Debbie, and Joe. And we are coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.